Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha. This is Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel. KA 3, JCA. This is AA 4, GH.
AA 4, GH, W4, DJW.
AA 4, GH. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I just pulled you up on QRZ. I was looking at your location. You're just a little bit north of where I was going to go for the holidays. You know where Cape Coral is, just south of you?
Certainly do. Our daughter lives there, and so I'm a frequent visitor. Over. Hey, can you give me a call sign again? I missed it.
No problem. Call sign here is Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW. My name is Dave, and I'm in Greer, South Carolina. My in-laws live in Fort Myers, actually over in Lee County in Fort Myers. They dodged the storm. They didn't get any damage. Well, they had some damage, but they're all fixed up and ready to go, and we're going to head down there for the holidays. But usually when I go over there, I take my airplanes over to Cape Coral. They've got a really nice airfield over there for flying radio-controlled airplanes. You familiar with that?
But if I am familiar. I'm not really into RC. I flew 100% scale for a lot of years and kind of retired a few years ago as I'm getting older and slower. But hey, Richard Brannon has been a good friend, a big help to me on DMR, and he and I were chatting today, and he told me about this, your net, so I'm going to try to start checking in the evening once in a while. Over.
Yeah, that's affirmative. We do have a net every single night at 9 p.m. Usually have a different net control operator. Sometimes you get one, two nights in a row, but that's rare. But, yeah, it's a good net. I'm there just about every night. And there is a pre-net check-in capability in case you can't be there. But, yeah, you ought to put it down on the calendar. It's in your time zone, so it would be 9 p.m. for you in the same time zone that you're in. So you flew full scale, but you didn't fly. You never flew RC?
Something just happened. I just got an error message that I wasn't connected, then suddenly I was. So I flew full size, did some drone flying and RC when I was younger. Not doing much of anything with that now. Hey, I'm glad that your parents escaped major damage. Boy, a lot of Fort Myers was really devastated. I live in the north end of Lee County, almost to the border with Charlotte County. Over.
Yeah, I was watching that during the storm. Your area got a lot higher winds for a lot longer period of time. I was watching my in-laws' place and the storm on the radar, and they were on the edge where the eye wall was. They were outside of the eye wall for like 3 hours. And, you know, the inside of the eye wall was over the city of Fort Myers. It just kind of hovered there for like 3 hours. That was like excruciating. But it looks like you were on the north side of that, which the winds were a lot higher on the north side than they were on the south side.
Yeah, you've got that right. We got hit pretty hard. As I tell people, half kiddingly, I got to check off my bucket list item of standing in the eye of a hurricane. People said, well, why was that on your list? And I said, well, after I did it, I put it on the list. But, you know, our complex got nailed to the tune of about $15 million for 123 condos. So nobody hurt. No unit was totally uninhabitable. But the wall is going to be a lot lighter when we're done. Over.
Well, I'm glad to hear there was no loss of any human life. That's the important thing. That's the same way it was with my in-laws. They were... Well, they toughed it out the whole time, and we were like on pins and needles because when the cell towers went down, we weren't able to communicate with them anymore. So without any cell towers, we went, I think it was a day and a half, maybe 2 days, with no communication after it had passed. And then their next-door neighbors left before the storm got there, and they went to a high-rise hotel, and they did have cell connectivity. So after it was over, they went back home, and they got all the information from my mother-in-law. And when they went back to their hotel after that, they called my wife and said, they're fine, they're good. They'll let you know as soon as the cell, the temporary cell towers get set up so that they can get back in touch with you. But I'll tell you what, that was close to 2 days that we were talking about just going down there, just getting the car and drive. But then when you look on the roads were all swelled up with water and backlog, and we wouldn't have been able to get through for a week. So we scratched that, and now we're going to go down there for the holidays, and they're looking forward to it because they're all cleaned up and they can entertain guests and that kind of thing, whereas they couldn't do that before. W4DJW.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. An awful lot of fear and nervousness at the time. Our daughter who lives in Cape Coral, we lost contact with her, you know, early in the afternoon of the storm, and wrote it out, and I was knocking her door at 5 a.m., worried about her and not really realizing that she didn't get to sleep till 3 a.m. So as much as we love each other, she wasn't overly thrilled to be awakened. But her damage was all repairable. Her insurance settlement is probably more or less adequate. So, you know, the people closest to us fared okay, but we've got friends on Pine Island who lost everything, and it's just really tragic. Over.
W4DJW. Yeah, I saw those pictures, the before and after pictures, where there was a building there before, and afterwards it was just flat land. That's really sad. That's tough. And if some of those people didn't have insurance, that makes it even harder. Hope they turn out okay. Anyway, when we come down there, is there a repeater somewhere in the area? I've never really brought my ham radio gear with me going down there, and I might bring it down there. Is there an analog repeater down there that covers Lee County?
Affirmative. I'm a member of the Fort Myers Amateur Radio Club, FMARC, as well as one up in Punta Gorda. I normally use the Punta Gorda receiver because I can hit it from my condo, although not always great, whereas the ones down south of us, I can't hit, and that's mostly because I'm in a concrete condo. So, yeah, you know, I don't have any of the information memorized, but I'm sure Repeater Book could hook you in, and maybe you could connect to our repeater, and we could chat when you come down here. I would look forward to seeing you. Over.
Yeah, I was looking for the where I fly versus where they are. I think you're, let's see, there's Cape Coral. Yeah, okay, so yeah, you're a lot further north, but of course that's only in terms of the zoom that I have right now. But from where I go, from where they live, over to Cape Coral, isn't that far compared to where you are from Cape Coral. How many miles from where you live to Cape Coral?
Cape Coral is a really funny shaped city, and literally the very, very northern reaches of it are only a couple blocks away. Going to our daughter's is, you know, maybe a 10, 12 minute drive. Other parts of Cape Coral can take half an hour. Over.
Okay. I just pinged Cape Coral RC Club. That's at 1030 Northwest 28th Street, Cape Coral. How far are you from 1030 Northwest 28th Street in Cape Coral? Does that sound familiar to you?
I think where 28th Street is, but it wouldn't be far, that's for sure. So, yeah, I'm trying to look here. Okay, what was the street number again, please?
That's 1030. 1030 Northwest NW 28th Street, Cape Coral, Florida 33993. And when you Google that, you'll see that is an airport. It's a miniature aircraft airport, and you can see some guys standing out on the flight line flying their RC airplanes.
That's great. Okay, I'm looking on my map program, and I can't type as fast as I try to listen. So, okay, I've got 1030 Northwest, but then please give me the street again.
28th Street, 28th.
Okay, my fumble fingers grabbed the wrong address. So 28th Street, not Avenue. Okay.
Gus.
Was somebody else in there? I just heard the tail end of what somebody said. I heard it. I heard the repeater on key.
W4DGW, I said AA4GH. Hello, Dave, and hello, Gus. KA3JCA.
Hey, Richard, go ahead and pick it up with Gus. I was talking about him. He doesn't live far from where I'll be in a couple of weeks. So I was just seeing where he is on the ham bands when I'm down there and showing him where I'll be flying down there. You pick it up with him. I'm going to email him a snapshot of the airfield and its address. You guys carry on. I'll be back in a little bit. W4DJW.
Hello, Gus. KA3JCA.
Dave, just a listening ear. Looks like your field is about 21 minutes away from me, so not far. Over.
That's Richard here now, KA3JCA. Dave's going to email you the location and stuff or whatever, and he'll be back. But I'm glad you made it over here and you found it okay, sir. Dave that you're talking to, he's our net manager for the debt and so forth for the club. And like you said, we meet here every night at 9 o'clock, and I'm glad you got it programmed into Echo League, KA3JCA.
Yeah, thanks, Richard. Yeah, it's easy on my computer. I haven't figured out how to do it on my cell phone other than paging through alphabetically and getting it set that way. But, you know, I don't add new stations that often, so it's not a big deal.
A few minutes to download it, then let the Echo Link drop at this end. Yeah, it's easy if you download the app to your phone. You can punch in your call sign and your password that you have. It should put it on your phone, and you should be able to put it on your phone, too. I used that a couple of times when I was in the hospital because I didn't have my radios with me.
There's Echo Link quite often on my cell phone. I just haven't figured out a quick way to add a new repeater station. So it's not a big deal. I can just page through the list of stations while I find right into favorites. And, you know, I don't do that so often. So it's not a problem. Over.
Make sure you give Dave your the repeaters that you hang out on down there, too. I haven't caught him switched over to DMR yet. I'm working on him. He'll laugh. But he's got his hands full with a bunch of other stuff right now. So, alrighty, well, I'm glad that you were on here. I'm glad you met somebody that's kind of knows that area that you're in, and he's going to be down there. So that's another plus. You could meet another ham. So, alrighty, well, I heard you in here. I was actually on the telephone. A lot of my buddies have been calling me wanting to know how I've been doing since I come home from the hospital. So being after Thanksgiving, things have died down a little bit. I've been trying to return everybody's phone call this morning.
I understand that 100%. Well, I'm going to move on myself. So 73s to everybody who's still on the net. This is Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel. Thanks a lot for the contacts. Over.
73AA4GHKA3JCA.
All right, Gus. Looking forward to having a conversation when I get down there. Maybe see you at the airfield. Take care. AA4GH, W4DJW. How you been doing, Richard?
When they get the medication right, how things really just like perk up. So kind of rested, you know, up until Thanksgiving Day. Sally's family was in town, you know, or came over to visit for those 3 days or so. They were here like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, baking and cooking and just conversation and company. I didn't get to do much of that. I just laid back and just took it easy. But everyone's gone now. So she took her niece back to Asheville yesterday. So it's just her and I and Ashley now. Things are back to normal and I'm feeling a lot better now. KA3JCA.
Well, that's good. When we were making plans for going down to my in-laws, I was telling them, don't exceed the three-day limit. Because about 3 days into it, that's when my wife and her mom just, that's about the maximum extent that they can be civil to each other. And then it's time to go home. So it's good to see them, but it's also nice to get back home.
So, are you going down to Florida to fly some planes there?
I usually go down there when we go down there and visit. I usually take some planes or some multirotors, one, and go, because they have this really, really nice airfield, is probably one of the top-notch airfields around. It's all paved. The city paid for 100% of it. It's got concrete stations with a roof over top of them, so if it's raining, your gear doesn't get wet. They've got tables to set up on, so you're not all, like, crowded under one really small space with one table, or you're out in the rain if it starts raining. It's really nice. They got really, really good setup, and they're paved walkways out to the runway, and the runway's all nice and paved, and it's nice and open on each end, so you can approach from a long way away, you know, like go into a knife edge from half a mile away, and then come knife edge down the runway and continue for another half a mile. So that just got a really, really nice airfield. I like to go over there and fly at least once or twice while we're down there.
Now, with all that high tech that they have there, do they have a control tower where you have to call ground control to taxi out to the runway and do that, or is everybody just kind of staying clear of everybody else?
No, the AMA has rules on all of that stuff, and everybody, most everybody that's at any club like that is a member of the Academy of Model Aeronautics, AMA. And they have, you know, when you walk out to the flight line, you have to, you know, let everybody up and down the flight line know that you're on the runway. So if they were getting ready to set up for a landing, they would have hollered landing right before you hollered on the runway. So there's a protocol. Just like we have protocols in ham radio, they have protocols. And it's the same protocol from one city to another, because it has to be insured. It has to be Academy of Model Aeronautics. It's kind of like we have the ARRL. Just like ham radio has ARRL, amateur radio has AMA. And that's just like, everybody knows the rules, and everybody abides by the rules, and everything works good that way.
Okay. I remember when I had my pilot's license. I still have my pilot's license. I just don't fly anymore because I can't get my medical approved. But I used to subscribe to Airline Owners of Pilots Association, AOPA it was called. Get their magazine. It was kind of like the club for that. Then there's the Bass Masters for fishing. So there's a whole bunch of stuff, the ones for the gun clubs. Yeah, so I get the idea. So, yeah. Well, I'm glad that you were headed that way, and you'll get to do that. You'll have to take some pictures and send it. I have not met Gus in person. I've just helped him out on DMR and had some problems, and I was able to help him and get him situated again. And we just become friends, and we try to talk to each other as often as possible.
Well, he's down there. His location is close to, during the storm, the hurricane, I was watching it, you know, intensely, and the dark red was up around where he was. The orange to red was down around where my in-laws are, and the eye was in between the two, and both of them were inside the eye wall. Now, the eye did go over them, but then as the storm was leaving, it kind of just like set in the same place for 3 hours and just pounded like 170 mile an hour winds up on the north and 120 mile an hour winds down on the south, and just sat there for 3 hours. Can you imagine in your house for 3 hours with 120 to 170 mile an hour winds? That's just crazy.
I've been 15 years in Florida, and I love Florida because of the weather, but just like up north, I moved south. Because I love the snow and the cold, but I just hated the ice. To me, wheelchair crutches and ice was a very dangerous combination. Granted, when I moved to Florida, the winds being on crutches and a wheelchair, that could be just as bad, but it was a lot safer. I wasn't slipping and sliding everywhere. So, but hey, my phone was ringing a second ago. I need to go give my buddy a call here. He hasn't talked to me in a week, so we're going to see what he's up to.
All right, well, good talking to you. I just saw Gus in there and looked him up because it sounded like the area where I was. So I just gave him a shout. But anyway, appreciate you making friends with him and bringing him up here. Maybe I'll make friends with him when I get down there. Maybe I'll get to see him there. Anyway, take care. Have a good day. KA3JCA, W4DJW, clear.
Too, because I know he's on DMR, but I believe there's a UHF repeater too. It's part of the Florida network. that he hangs out on too, but you could give him a call, or I even have his phone number, so if you, or that, maybe he'll check in on the nights. I told him I run the net on Friday night, so, but I'm just trying to then promote that too. So, all right, Dave, you have a wonderful day, sir, and I'm going to go make my phone call here, KA3JCA.
Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, this is Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel. W4DJW, this is AA4GH.